KXSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And it's us here in the bunker once again with a clunker. Well, no, that doesn't rhyme. Well, that rhymes, but that doesn't make sense.
Well, the show could be a clunker. You never know.
No. I suppose. I don't think of a clunker. Maybe clunker music?
Well, the van's a junker.
Yeah. Here in the bunker, the van's a junker. We're going to play something that you'll like her.
The music's more stunker.
Oh,
you should write this stuff, not me, Daffodil. My name is Snarfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. And we're really going off the top on the show this week. And the why you want to play that?
Did you know this, Daffodil?
What?
It's cold in Canada.
I might know that.
Did you know that? Well, we've got a whole fun song about that on the why would you want to play that? Well, we just want to educate you who are not living in Canada that it's cold there.
It's very cold.
We're profiling Dean Friedman. He did that Aerial song.
I like that. That's one of my favorites that we should play on my birthday show every year.
Next year, maybe. And we're starting off, it's not the magic organ, but the organ masters on the show this week. What?
Nothing. I'm making that face I make every time you start talking about playing music on the organ.
Okay. The organ masters. Well, if they're masters, they should be better than the magic organ, right?
We shall see.
Hey, well, we'll just play it. The thrill is gone coming up shortly, but we're starting off with a rather soulless Stevie Wonder classic, My Cherie Amour, on
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
with the Oregon Masters, and the thrill is gone, made famous by B.B. King. And I'll confess, Daffodil, as the song was playing, I was getting really goofy. You know this mirror we have right across here?
Yes.
Right next to the big computer rack?
Yes.
I was looking at myself and hitting my head every time it went to the little clock.
This thing?
Yeah. Every time that song did, I just hit my head. I know.
You're going to give yourself a headache banging your head like that.
It didn't hurt, but I was just pretending that, you know.
You're clocking yourself.
I was hitting my head.
I know. I watched.
Yeah.
I wondered.
Yeah, well.
But at the end, I just didn't care.
Okay. And before that, the Oregon Masters and my Cherie Amour made famous by Stevie Wonder. Proving the Oregon Masters really are masters because they can take soul songs and make them soulless.
I was just going to say, take the soul right out of them.
Yeah. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Yes, and we're profiling none other than Dean Freeman, or as we will call him going forward, Dino.
Yes.
Yeah, and you have a little bit of information for him.
Well, he brought his first guitar with a bag of quarters he had saved when he was 9 and started writing songs.
Oh, cool.
When he was a teenager, he played weddings and bar mitzvahs as part of Marcia and the Self-Portraits.
Okay.
And by the time he was 20 and 75, he had a manager, a recording contract, and away he went.
So he was like just a teen pup guy, like 19, 20, 21, and he had a hit record.
Yes.
Wow.
He had a one-hit wonder in the United States.
Wow.
My favorite song, Ariel.
Yes. But, you know, that's a big deal. He's pretty young and he had that much of a hit. Wow. Well, I suppose we should play some music now, right?
I think it would be a good idea. And then afterwards, I'm going to talk a little bit about the song.
Oh, okay. We've got Dean Freeman coming up shortly with the Deli song. But we're starting off with Daffodil's, one of Daffodil's favorite songs.
Yeah!
Favorite song by Dean Freeman of Daffodil's.
Absolutely.
And what is it, Daffodil?
Ariel.
On?
Cheese, please.
So was I. She was a Jewish girl. I fell in love with her. She wrote her number on the back of my hand. I called her up. I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in my rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said hi, she said, yeah, I guess I am. She forgot to tell me that she didn't eat me. I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a dance for the volunteer ambulance corps. She was sitting in a corner against the wall. She would smile and I melted all over the floor. We'll be right back.
could go home with me. Be watching TV, I met Funicello and some guy going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got the munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night while Channel 2 was signing off. I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
It's the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese Please with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Corned beef on rye, tomato and slaw on, pistol on rye with Russian, two orders of Kishka.
Four in the morning,
what do you have?
Well, I'm in the mood for a corned beef and rye with a tomato and some coleslaw. You looked all perturbed, helpless and sopping wet. Oh, how do you feel?
I'm fine.
I'm not quite sure what you did.
Who gets the iced tea?
Over here, please.
What do you mean?
It's very strange. Being with you makes me feel like a kid. How did you like the movie we saw?
Well, it was kind of thin.
I'm so confused. There's so much to ask. I don't know where to begin.
With Dean Friedman and the Deli Song on the show this week. Apparently recorded live in a deli.
It certainly sounds that way.
And before that, we had his signature song, his one-hit wonder, Ariel.
Yes, the song that's been described as quirkily irresistible and uncategorizable pop song.
Okay, that's pretty much sums up our show, too, to a degree.
It does.
Yes. What else?
Well,
do you have?
I mean, he really wrote that song about where he was from.
Really?
Yes. And how he grew up, because she was a Jewish girl from Paramus, New Jersey, where he grew up. It talks about her standing by the since dismantled waterfall at Paramus Park Shopping Mall.
Okay.
The quarter she was collecting for friends about BAI refers to the New York radio station WBAI and their listener association. And it also references Channel 2, which was the local CBS affiliate.
Oh, man, you're dissecting that song. You're real hardcore, aren't you?
Yes, and I got to say this. He also had a signal called McDonald's Girl.
Oh.
Which was banned by the BBC because the chorus mentioned the name of the fast food giant.
Oh, that's not good.
In 2011, the song McDonald's Corp actually licensed it for a national TV and radio campaign.
Oh, well, it finally came around full circle after all for him.
Yes, he actually had a lot of hits outside of the U.S. too.
Okay, but Ariel was his biggest one, right?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodilla, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and we are going to move on.
Move on to what?
This.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Okay, yeah.
And we would want to play this because people need to know that it is cold in Canada.
Yeah, I suppose Canada wouldn't like you to know it's cold.
No. I'm pretty sure Canada accepts that it's cold.
You know, Daffodil, I was up in Canada one year in July.
It wasn't cold.
And there was polar bears in downtown Toronto.
That's a lie.
And the people were in parkas driving.
That's also a lie.
Driving up and down in snowmobiles in downtown Toronto.
Totally a lie.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. But I gotta tell you, my mom had cousins from California.
Yes.
And my mom lived in Canada, so, you know, this is a real Canadian story.
Yes.
Her cousins from California came to visit for 3 weeks in July.
Oh.
And they brought their skis, and they brought their parkas, and they brought their winter boots, and when they got off the plane, they almost died of the heat.
They were wearing them as they got off the plane?
They thought they were going to need them. Seriously.
Oh, okay. Well, let's listen to Rob Thiessen from 2018. We're a little slow. It was went viral back then. And Cold in Canada on
Cheese Please.
Hear my house cracking in the night. Frost is building up on my doorway and in all my windows. Minus 50 with the wind chill tonight. They say it's colder here than in the south or even in the North Pole. I'm stir crazy, but I cannot go outside. I tried, but all my doors are frozen shut. It's gonna take a lot to break me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I must have froze my brain up in Canada. Otherwise, why would I live up here and think it's fun? I remember when I was just a boy. Got this cold one time and school was out. It drove my poor mom crazy. She sent my brother and I outside to play. I guess she needed just a little bit of solitary company. My brother dared me to lick a metal pole. He said when it gets cold, it makes it taste just like some frosted candy. My tongue out, my mouth open wide. It looks cold, I thought, but how bad can it be? It's gonna take a lot to break me away from
there's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I must have froze my brain up in Canada. Otherwise, why would I live up here and think it's fun?
Hear a voice calling in the night. It's my wife, she says she needs a Timmy's double, double coffee. I said, are you sure it's 12:35? It'll keep you up, the plumbing's frozen, you'll have to go outside to pee. She said, I don't care, I want some anyway. It's the only thing to keep my sanity. It's gonna take a lot to break me away from you. And there's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I must have froze my brain up in Canada. Otherwise, why would I live up here and think it's fun?
None other than Rob Thiessen and Cold in Canada, in brackets, I froze my brain up in Canada to the tune of Africa by Toto. I should have mentioned that beforehand.
Yes, you should have.
I'm sorry.
I actually like that better than Africa.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
The words make more sense.
Well, I like the part.
Yes, I like that part too.
That sums it up when I go to Canada. That's the best way I can do it. Well, not really.
You are so strange.
No. I've been up there in the summer, and it's warm. Yeah. Honest, there are Mounties on every corner.
That's also a lie.
And if you go every, like, two or three blocks, you'll see a beaver. Yes. So go to Canada. You'll see beavers and Mounties. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to the end of Jeez Please. I'm sure you're very happy about that.
Well, you never know. Someone actually may like us.
This is true. Yeah. There's a few that like us. We've gotten some fan mail.
Really?
You can send us fan mail at comments@cheeseplease.com.
Comments@cheeseplease.com. Yeah. You've gotten said fan mail?
Yes.
Oh.
CHEEZEPLEEZE.com.
Zed in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay, let's turn on the bunker thing. Okay. There we go. I heard squirrels in that darn.
I thought I heard squirrels. Are there squirrels in the pneumatic tube?
I don't know.
It sounds like there's squirrels in the pneumatic tube.
Well, we're about to play them on.
Jeez, please.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Please, your weekly sample of Dewacky, Dwarfed, and Weird was produced by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.